KPE, live and local. 1400 AM, 96.9 FM presents In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael.
And welcome to another edition of In the Garden here on KVOE Live and Local with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. And you are invited to join us, 342-5863, 342-KVOE. Travis is here to field your questions. Our program In the Garden brought to you by Waters Hardware. For everything from home to garden, the team at Waters Hardware, well, they have you covered, open 7 days a week. By Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. And by the Emporia Farmers Market. Join them at Waters Hardware the first and third Saturdays for indoor markets through April. And this would be the first Saturday coming up in the month of April. So the indoor farmers market will be happening in a couple of days at Waters Hardware. Good morning, Travis.
Morning, Ron.
How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
Doing good. Well, our temperature seesawing continues, and that frost word is in play.
Yes. So protect whatever you can, or you may have to make selections, but if you can protect what you can, we could. It's luckily, I don't think it's supposed to be a real hard frost or freeze, but protect some of those more tender plants, any flowers you've put out. Now, if you've gotten some pansies, most of them can handle about 32 mark. This will kind of be like, it might energize them a little bit, but some of our other plants you may want to consider covering. Anything you've maybe put in the garden that's starting to come up, protect. But this, we're still within that window yet of those late season frosts. I think our frost date's around the 15th of April. So we're still
There.
We're still there. We're getting close. The end is near, I hope.
We hope. That's right.
We hope. It may be more worrisome once we get later into April, 1st of May, if we're still seeing some frost. Then we'll worry about that. Now, of course, what we saw a few weeks ago, that hard freeze.
Yeah.
Well, actually, last week, that hard freeze.
Different story,
Different story. That really could have set back some of our flowering fruit trees and that. So we could see a reduction in fruit. It's just time will tell on that. If you have fruit trees and you're worried, you can always go out, grab one of the buds off of the tree and cut it with a sharp knife. And if you see a black layer towards the bottom of the bud, you know it's been
damaged.
Ah. So that will tell you. But we'll just have to wait and see kind of at this point. I know it appears most things handled it quite well.
Pretty well.
So at least from what I've been seeing through driving through the countryside and through town, things handled last week's freeze fairly well. So we'll just have to wait and see what else happens from here on out.
Well, and you mentioned, this isn't a hard freeze here. We were down to about 33, I think, this morning with a little bit of wind, so they're expecting not a lot of frost with this. Tomorrow is going to be about the same temperature, but less wind.
Yeah.
So a better chance of maybe some light frost. But you mentioned it's not going to be a very hard freeze, but still the potential's there for some possible damage.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and basically we're just making sure that frost doesn't land on our real sensitive plants. You know, we do have some that 32 is pushing it for them. We have others, especially if you started your garden. Some of those can handle 20 degree weather. We're going to be okay, but we're still flirting around with some damage.
342-5863, 342-KVOE is our In the Garden number for Travis Carmichael. And Travis hits on a trio of topics every week here on In the Garden, and we appreciate Travis taking his time on a weekly basis to join us and share this great information. And transplanting plants is topic number one today.
Yes. So I want to focus this more from the aspect that you started the plants yourself from seed and have been growing them inside. Most of the ones that you purchase have handled, gone through some of the hardening off process, regardless of however we proceed with our plants. there's always going to be the chance that you'll have some transplant shock. Just prepare yourself for that. Now, if you've gone to the garden center and you've bought something and you know the truck just left, you know, you may want to consider holding off a few days before putting stuff in the ground, and let them acclimate to your area a bit, because they really could go through a more shocking experience, especially I'll use my house as an example. Say something just came off of the truck. We took it home. Well, gale force winds out in the middle of the country, you really could see more of a transplant shock scenario in that versus if it was more protected. So just kind of keep that in mind. But anyway, if they are ones we've been growing inside, we need to get them acclimated to outside temperatures and the weather, our Kansas winds, before we get them in the ground. And that process we do call hardening off. And so it takes about 2 weeks to get through this process of hardening off. And so you do kind of want to, you'll kind of have to plan this a bit. But what you do is you start out by putting your transplants outside in a protected area, somewhere that's not 100% full sun, full wind, but they're going to get acclimated to the temperatures too, because it's going to be a bit of a shift from going inside to outside. Each day you start moving them further out to pretty much where you're going to have them in the end. That is, that way they can get that wind movement, they can get the sunlight, and they can handle the fluctuation of temps through the day. Now, if we have one of those days, and even like going into tonight and tomorrow morning, where we're going to see extreme temperature drops, we're not going to want to be doing much of the hardening off process, especially overnight tonight. We're going to be bringing them in, protecting them from that, because they'll still be too tender for that. But getting them ready, having that go through that, that's what will help harden them off. The wind will help add the girth to the plants so they can handle that once they are planted outside. That's also why sometimes you'll hear me talk about when we start plants inside to rub your hand over them once or twice a day, because that movement will add a little more stockiness so they can handle that movement. And then once you are ready to transplant them, it's always a good idea that once you've popped them out of the pot, look at the root system. If it's fairly well root bound and roots are all encircling that root ball, you want to kind of either tear them off or separate them the best you can. That way the roots will spread out, have better establishment, and then, of course, you know, plant them the same depth and go from there. But really the biggest thing is to do that hardening off process. Otherwise, you do run a higher risk of transplant shock or complete failure once they are planted outside.
Or complete failure. That is the death of the plant then, right?
Yes, that would be the death of the complete failure,
So, but we still could have some shock damage, is that what you're saying?
You can. Sometimes, you know, and we can't always predict it, with some of the higher winds or all of a sudden, you know, we get an 80, 90 degree day thrown in there, you might get some sunburning on those younger leaves or windburn. They'll come back out of it. And a lot of times we see that on some of the older leaves. It shows up as everything else is kind of refleshing in that. Or it, you know, sometimes depending on the plant, tomatoes are real good for it. Sometimes after they're planted, even though you've watered everything, they'll wilt. It's okay. It's part of their process. And they'll jump back out of it. But, that's kind of what to look for the transplant shock. But yeah, if you don't do, if you would take them direct from inside, put them outside, you might see the full wilt in that, and then all of a sudden it's just, they're gone.
Yeah.
That would be the complete failure. And that's why it's important to do that, this kind of acclimation process.
So if we were to Google the, you know, plant hardening off, would that take us to the information we need?
That would get you some more information. Okay. Don't be afraid to throw extension behind that. That is a key, that is one of the key words to help with a web search.
Okay.
And that will bring up anything from any of the other extension services from across the nation. It may just not be something K-State published. It could be from Penn State, Mizzou. Any of those is good information, because it's going to tell you the same same process.
All right, so we can dilute the shocking of the transplanted plant with the hardening off routine. And if you'd like more information, obviously Travis is at the extension office here, and you can certainly give him a call if you would like more details, and he'd be happy to help you. 342-5863, 342-KVOE is our In the Garden number. Stay tuned. We are back with more right after this.
The Emporia Farmers Market is gearing up for its 2024 outdoor season. Indoor markets continue on the first and third Saturdays in April at Waters Hardware, and then the fun begins downtown as local farmers start filling the parking lot at 7th and Merchant with newly harvested fruits and vegetables, honey, farm fresh eggs, and baked goods. The market also provides access to arts and crafts created by local artisans. The Emporia Farmers Market is a community experience you don't want to miss. See you at the market.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
Can you feel it? Spring is in the air. Time to plan out that garden and get the lawn ready to look its best this year. Shop your local Waters Hardware today for everything your lawn and garden needs, including Cub Cadet mowers and high-powered rentals for the big jobs. And don't forget to shop the greenhouse for the early spring plants and veggies. Great gifts, home and lawn improvement, and an extensive selection of rentals, all under one roof at Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Ladies and gentlemen, and especially the ladies.
Ladies, you're invited to be a part of the 40th annual KVOE Working Women After Hours event, Thursday, April 4th at White Auditorium. For your free ticket, log on to the Working Women page at KVOE.com. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
And welcome to Smack Dab Back in the Middle of In the Garden. Ron Thomas hosting today with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. Again, questions, feel free to give us a call here, 342-5863, 342-KVOE. Travis, what's the latest on your master gardeners? What's going on there?
So we'll have our next Grow Your Garden series April 17th. That one will be on preserving flowers and flower hammering. So flower hammering is a process. We threw it in with preserving flowers because it's a process of a technique where basically you hammer them, but it's a way to get the pigments to transfer from the flowers and the plant parts into either paper or fabric. And then it's essentially a way to preserve them for their beauty. So we'll be talking about that because a lot of our flowers have different pigments in them for colorations. And so that's what that class will be over. 6 o'clock is when we'll start at the Lyon County Extension office on the 17th. Cost for the class is $20. And give us a call if you want to go, or you can go to our website and register online there.
All right, Travis, spring care, flowering bulbs, where are we at here?
Yes, so at this point in time, we're kind of late for this, and I'll get to the other timeline, but no fertilizing at this point. We're just enjoying their growth, because pretty much with our spring flowering bulbs, most folks don't realize this, as they've grown and they flower, now the roots die. The bulb's still there, but the roots die off, and they will put out new roots as we move through the rest of the growing season into fall. That's what they do in the fall, is they put down a root system to kind of maintain themselves and go from there. So at this point, they're kind of, the root system's pretty much dying off. So on tulips, if you've planted tulips, you want to remove the flower stalk as the flowers start to wilt. And that's because we don't want the tulip to start to create seed for more tulips. That will really pull down and suck out energy out of that bulb, which will reduce vigor from there. We don't worry about that with daffodils. Daffodils don't do that process. They make little pups and divide and go from there. So we want to do that definitely on the tulips. But the biggest thing is you want to leave all the leaves alone. Let them go through their process and do their dieback naturally. We don't want to remove them. We don't need to braid them. We don't need to break them in half. They need to photosynthesize as long as possible to put as much energy back into those root systems. Tulips are a little more finicky than daffodils because they don't like the heat. And so a lot of times we get too hot too soon for them. So let them be in the sunlight as much as possible with their leaves before you remove them. Once everything dies back, then you can go out, clean them off. That's also a good time if you want to dig them up and transplant them. You can do so.
Okay.
You can also do that towards fall as well. Just know that you probably should flag them so you know where your clumps are at.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you may be out there digging for a while to find them. But do that, and then you can go ahead and fertilize them in the fall. After you've planted them, you can do a 10-10-10 and follow the recommendations on the bag. Unless you have a soil test done, then we'll give you more precise recommendations from there. And then as they start to emerge out of the soil next spring, go ahead and then fertilize them again. That will help kind of ramp up the vigor of your bulbs. But this is kind of where we're at right now on the process.
You want the vigor, huh?
Well, vigor, and that helps with flowering, too.
I think we have a phone call, Travis. Let's go to that. Good morning. You're in the garden with Travis.
Yeah, a little off of the record there, but I want to go back to lawn care. I overseeded my lawn last fall, and I never did get that I can see anything come up.
Oh.
But then it looks like the grass has started to grow this spring. It looks like maybe where I reseeded it started to come up. Is that possible, or is that just some other type of grass?
When did you seed? Like September or later in the fall?
Later in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like middle of October.
Middle of October. So that...
Yeah, after we got a little rain.
Okay. That could potentially be possible that the seed did just lay there. Sometimes it will do that and not rot away, depending on how... And, of course, I can't say we had a super wet winter. So that is possible. I would continue to watch it, make sure it, as it fills in that it looks the same as what... is there if you use fescue. But later in the season, it could be possible that it made it to this to now. We do about January sometimes can tell folks to go out and put some seed down and do a winter seeding or a dormant seeding, and the grass will then kind of wait until spring. So it's possible.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's a bonus then, isn't it?
Right yeah.
there. You're saying, hey, we got something growing here.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Especially, you know, last fall, if it stayed cool enough right after, it probably didn't really do a whole lot. So if it made it to now, that is a positive. So
back to the tulips. Again, 342-586-3342-KVOE. Now, tulips come back, obviously, every year, but I think you have told us in the past, if you really want the biggest, boldest, brightest, colorful tulips, what, 1 year, 2 year, that pretty much is it, and you need to look at replacing at that point?
Yes. So if you want the tulip show, like all the tulip time is around, whether you go to Topeka, Wichita, or Kansas City, or Wamego, wherever, to mimic what they're doing, you do that every year.
Every year.
Every year. Yeah, and it's due to how fast we get the heat to come in. It's all due to that because they hate the heat. They prefer it to stay cool. So if we have a longer, drawn-out, cool spring, that's even better because they get more energy. As soon as it starts to get too warm and too hot, then they just die back right away, which generally happens, you know, first part of May, or it can even happen in April. So, I mean, we really have a short window for the tulips. Daffodils, they don't care.
Yes.
But, yeah, they don't care. But that's how you get that show. Sometimes you can get a nice show the second year, but it's going to be reduced. And then after that, it can go down from there. I do have some, and I've had some master gardeners say they've had great show year after year. It also comes down to your location in your yard. If you have created basically a microclimate in your in your yard where it's protected enough, it stays cooler than your neighbors and the rest of the area, then sometimes you can get by with that. But that is, if you want that tulip time show, they are replanted every year. They dig up the tulips and you can purchase them and take them home and hopefully get another bloom out of them at home. But yeah, to get that big show like that, those are planted every year.
Well, we see some, it's tulip time right now, isn't it?
It is. That's starting this weekend in Topeka.
So they've got big, they do put on a pretty good show every year, don't they?
They do. Mm-hmm.
You're tuned to In the Garden on KVOE with Travis Carmichael. Again, 342-5863, the number to call. Travis will answer your questions. Stay tuned. We will be back with more right after this.
The Emporia Farmers Market is gearing up for its 2024 outdoor season. Indoor markets continue on the first and third Saturdays in April at Waters Hardware, and then the fun begins downtown as local farmers start filling the parking lot at 7th and Merchant with newly harvested fruits and vegetables, honey, farm fresh eggs, and baked goods. The market also provides access to arts and crafts created by local artisans. The Emporia Farmers Market is a community experience you don't want to miss. See you at the market.
They say grilling season kicks off in spring, but a true grill master grills through every season. Snow, rain, sleet, or sun. Those hardcore grillers know that Waters Hardware has the grills, accessories, seasonings, and pellets they need all year round. Great grills and smokers from Weber, Green Mountain, even the popular Blackstone are all available now. So whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, shop Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50 in Emporia, for all your grilling needs.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate at 620-344-6165.
Make sure to attend the Dynamic Disc Open on May 3rd through the 5th in Emporia. Celebrate all things disc golf throughout the weekend. For more info, go to dgpt.com. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Welcome back to In the Garden on KVOE. It is 1129. Travis Carmichael with us. Ron Thomas hosting. 342-5863, 342-KVOE. Still a couple of more minutes to get a question in to Travis. If you need something answered, Travis is glad to help out the best he can. Travis, planting trees.
Yes, so we can do that in the spring. We also recommend fall.
I know fall is a big time for that.
Yes, but sometimes spring is better because availability is better than what it is in the fall.
Yes, you're right.
Depending where you're purchasing from. So, so just some rules or tips of what to look for to make sure you get them off successfully, because they are an investment in our landscape.
Yes.
So first, of course, as you're selecting the right tree, making sure there's no damage on the tree to the trunk, you're not seeing any disease within the plant itself. And then also the biggest one, check the sizing. Make sure it's going to fit where you're going to put it. That tends to be an issue on some of our bigger shade trees, is we don't always position it correctly, and then all of a sudden it's growing into the house. That root system is pushing on the foundation. It looks perfect when we buy it, but you always have to think about the mature size. And I know some folks are like, well, that won't be while I have to worry about it. That's true, but we need to think about the long term, because then also when they have to come down, that is also an investment itself. So keep that in mind. Once you bring it home, you know, if you can't plant it right away, keep it watered. Maybe do protect it a little bit, because anything in a container, or if it's bald and burlapped, they dry out pretty quickly. So maybe keep it a little bit shaded so you can keep water in that root ball until you get it planted. Now, when it comes time to plant, make sure we're removing anything off of the tree that's not the tree itself. So if there's any wires or labels, any of that cords, get those removed off the tree, because okay. Some folks will leave them on and then they forget and it grows into the tree, and now we wonder why we're having a problem, because basically you've just put a noose around wherever that's at. So that's why that limb may fall off, or you know, if it's around the trunk, you've done choked off the whole tree. So remove those things. The two biggest things is when we're actually planting it. One is digging the proper hole. Also, it's checking to make sure the tree is planted at the correct depth. So the hole should always be 2 to 3 times wider than the root ball, but then we're going no deeper than the root flare of that tree. Now, if you're buying a bald and burlap tree, the root flare is generally in the correct spot. So right at the soil level, they've been grown properly. The containerized trees we buy from all our companies, no matter who it's with, they're always too deep in the pot. The people working at the nursery does not take time when they're planting all these up in the masses to make sure they're planted at the correct depth. They just put that tree in the pot, it fills up with soil, they tap it down, off it goes. So a lot of times you may be removing anywhere from 1 to 3 or 4 inches. I've had
off the bottom?
No, off the top.
Off the top, okay.
Off the top. So that's where you will judge the depth of the hole is check your tree. If it's in a containerized tree, get it down to the root flare. That is right where the trunk and the roots meet. So it starts to flare out a bit. That should be right at the soil surface. Okay. So that will judge then how deep you go. You go no deeper than that. So 2 to 3 times as wide, and just down just enough depth to keep that root flare at the soil surface. Then we can go ahead, put it in the hole, backfill it, make sure you're getting it tapped in good so it doesn't, and I say tapped in good, don't compact it. We want some airspace, but we don't need big air bubbles either because the roots won't grow through that. This is where some folks may think, well, we'll add some amendments. Don't do that. We want to keep in the hole that we're putting the tree in, we want to keep the soil as native as possible. If we go and doctor that soil up, the roots are like, well, this is better than what I'm going to go to. So they'll never grow out and anchor itself down. So keep it all the same. If you have to, of course, with trees, they'd like to be root bound too in containers. Make sure you break up those roots as well so they expand out and that. So make sure you do that as well, but then get everything filled in. Basically, at this point, we don't want to prune it or anything because it's going to go through transplant shock. We just did some major overhauling to it. And so then make sure always, even if it's kind of wet out, always water your trees and shrubs and flowers in after you've planted them. That helps the soil settle and just helps them start off correctly. Then go ahead and mulch them, 2 to 3 inches of mulch in a circle around the tree. No volcanoes. We're not mounding it up around the trunk. Keep it all consistent all the way across. And then only stake the tree if you feel like it's needed. We want the tree to sway a bit. That helps with the girth, helping get that girth on the tree with them as well. Okay. The biggest thing is as it's swaying, how's that moving in the soil? Is it kind of the whole thing teetering and seesawing? If you're seeing that, then we want to stake it. Contrary to belief, most people think we're staking them to keep the top from moving. No, staking is so the root ball does not move, so they get established well, because otherwise, every time that sways, we're ripping the roots off in the ground.
Okay.
So, but you only stake them for 1 year. After that, the tree has to survive on its own. So make sure you write down in your calendar, if you staked it, you know, in 1 year to remove the staking, that way they can continue from there.
So will you basically, if you continue staking, are you stunting the growth then of the tree?
You're kind of stunting the growth because also folks don't relieve the pressure on the wiring or the rope that was used to stake it. So that grows into the trunk of the tree. And also it doesn't allow those roots to really harden off well. So it's just not they just don't establish as well as if they do after that first year removing the stake, because you want the tree to be able to get itself on solid ground so it lasts as long as it can for you. So, yeah, it just keeps it weaker if we keep them staked too long.
Good tips. Spring and fall, good time to get the trees planted. You're right. I think spring is a better time, it seems like, around here anyway, for selections of, you know, trees and different varieties.
Yes. In the Emporia area, where we don't have a true lawn and garden center, where that's the only thing they do, our selection gets pretty minimal towards fall. So now is the time to do that. But if you can find those products, those items towards fall too, that's another good time. Just stay away. Well, I shouldn't say stay away from the Father's Day sale. Don't plant them then. Keep them alive until fall. You can buy them then, but you'll want to keep them alive till fall when it's better time to plant them.
Good information as always from Travis Carmichael. And if you need any answers to any questions throughout the week, get a hold of Travis out at the Extension office. How can they do that?
You can either call us, phone number 620-341-3220, or stop by our office. We're across from Blue Stem and Good's Cash Shaver right there, right next to the Lyon County Fairgrounds.
And coming soon, Travis is going to have some information on the garden tour that will be coming up before too very long. So
yes,
stay tuned for details on that.
Yes, I can say, though, it will be June 8th from 8 to noon.
See,
so
look at that.
Get it on your calendar.
Save the dates. In the Garden, brought to you weekly by the Emporia Farmers Market, featuring the best of homegrown, homemade, and handmade since 1982. By Waters Hardware, don't have what you need for that big job? Well, Waters has an extensive rental department to help you. Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50. And by Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. Back with more of In the Garden next Thursday morning, right here, KVOE, live and local.
96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia. AM 1400, KVOE Emporia.